Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Crazy story involving mistake and identity. We've all wondered what would happen or how it'd feel if somebody mistook us for somebody else. You got arrested or something like that. Well, here's a crazy one, and this is bizarre. From Yahoo News, Nicole Duncan Smith wrote this. A black man with no criminal record sues two police departments in Vegas after they mistook him for a white man who was 20 years older than him based on a warrant. So it's a crazy case. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, the LVMPD, and a sister department are being sued by the black man who spent almost a week in jail for a crime he did not commit. The officers arrested him in 2020 because he shared a similar name to a white man who had a warrant out for his arrest. And normally, I'm sure you've noticed this, I don't hammer on skin color a lot in my videos. But here it actually makes a huge difference, and it just shows you the magnitude of this mistake. According to the lawsuit filed just a few weeks ago and obtained by the Atlanta Black Star, in 2020, a man named Shane Lee Brown was incarcerated for 6 days at the Henderson Detention Center and then the Clark County Detention Center after law enforcement officers from two different police departments mixed him up with another man. They don't even have the same full name, by the way. But just in case you're curious, the man who's filing the lawsuit is 23 years old, 5'7", and black. The man listed on the arrest warrant, and yes, the arrest warrant does give the man's name and description, was 49 years old, 5'11", white, with a bushy white beard and blue eyes. The arresting officers failed to properly verify that Shane Lee Brown was not the man they're looking for, whose name was Shane Neil Brown. So the names weren't even the same. The middle name was different. But again, the man they're looking for is twice the age, more than, and 4 inches taller, white, with a bushy white beard. And they pick up a 23-year-old black man who's 5'7". So on January 8th, 2020, according to the lawsuit, Shane Lee Brown was driving home from work when he was pulled over by one or more unknown Henderson City police officers. He didn't have his driver's license on him, but he gave them his name, his social security number, and a social security card. He had that on him. The officer ran the name, and when he saw the name Shane Lee Brown, he thought that that would be Shane Neil Brown, who had a warrant out for his arrest. So even though the names weren't a perfect match, he thought, oh, this is our guy. If he'd read the warrant, of course, he would have seen the description of the man with the outstanding felony bench warrant. The subject of the warrant was Shane Neil Brown, who has a criminal past, apparently dating back to 1994. And, of course, that's 2 years before Shane Lee Brown was born. So Shane Lee Brown, who's filing a lawsuit here, has a clean record, And the guy that they were looking for with a different middle name and white, 4 inches taller and twice the age, had been committing crimes, apparently, going back to before Shane Lee Brown was born. Despite all this, Shane Lee Brown was arrested and placed in the Henderson Detention Center from January 8th to January 10th, then transferred to the Clark County Detention Center, where he stayed until the 14th. He communicated over and over again that they had the wrong man, and nobody listened to him. He kept saying he got the wrong guy. Like, ah, we've heard that one before. The lawsuit notes that despite being informed of the mistake and identity, none of the corrections officers bothered to review its own records to determine whether that Shane Lee Brown was the subject of the warrant. And again, just the fact the middle name is off should have been some kind of tip. They should look beyond that. But had any of the LVMPD police or corrections officers performed any due diligence, such as comparing Shane Lee Brown's booking photo against the existing mugshot belonging to the older white Shane Brown named in the warrant, comparing his fingerprints, birth date, ID number, or physical description, they could have easily determined that Shane Lee Brown was misidentified as a subject of the warrant. And like I said, the story doesn't point out the fact, or really hammer on it, the middle name is different. The middle name is different. I understand that some people go, well, Steve, who uses middle names? Oh, identification cards do. It's on your driver's license. A bench warrant return hearing presided over by a judge was held on January 14th. Shane Lee Brown was appointed a public defender. And she shared the same information with the court that her client had been telling the officer since before his arrest. In a dramatic demonstration, she compared the mugshots. She also compared some identification numbers for both men, something that none of the officers had done. The judge immediately released Shanley Brown. At the hearing, the judge actually said, Mr. Brown, sorry, you're free to go. Very rarely do you walk into court in handcuffs and walk out a free man. Usually they got to take you someplace and process you, and they might have done that here, but the story says that he immediately released Shanley Brown. The filing names the Las Vegas Police Department, Henderson Police Department, the City of Henderson, Clark County Sheriff, and Henderson Police Department Chief as defendants. The attorney says it's pretty hard to make a mistake of that magnitude when you have such different characteristics and races of a suspect. On Tuesday, January 11th, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, City of Henderson spokesperson Kathleen Richards gave a statement regarding the lawsuit. She said that they will address the claims in their response to the court. The Las Vegas Police Department did not offer any comment. Both departments are being tight-lipped, but the attorney shared what he and his client's position is, and that is, this happens much more frequently than what the public hears about. Another case similar to Shanley Brown's is a 2018 mistaken identity of 53-year-old Timothy Ernie Diaz, who was picked up by Chandler, Arizona police, who confused him with Timothy Dean Diaz. Again, a different middle name. And that man, of course, was 20 years younger. And according to ABC Action News, he had to borrow money from his family to post a $10,000 bond for a crime he did not commit after being picked up on a warrant for somebody else. Actual suspect was a young white guy with brown hair, a completely different profile than the innocent older Hispanic man. And despite, of course, that Timothy Ernie Diaz insisted he was innocent, no one believed him. His son made a public records request for the report over at the police department, and the officers then noticed they had the wrong guy. Like Shane Lee Brown, they had not compared birth dates, nor the full names of the suspect and the accused. And in the case that I told you about originally, which is Mr. Brown's case, there were mugshots they could have simply looked at. So 8 days after Shane Lee Brown was released from the CCDC, law enforcement found Shane Neil Brown in California. Court records show that the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office contacted Las Vegas police and told them that they can come get him because they knew where he was. So with his lawsuit, Shane Lee Brown is asking for compensatory damages of $500,000 under federal law and an additional $50,000 minimum under state law, in addition to the punitive damages. So it's a crazy case, and you can just chalk this up, I would assume, to laziness, because when someone gets picked up on a warrant, and it's a serious charge, and they go, you've got the wrong person, you think you'd at least glance, just glance at the description, just glance. They go, oh, we're looking for a white guy in his 50s, not a black guy in his 20s. Somebody would then say, oh, maybe we should read the complete sentences there and see what they say. And I've mentioned before that a few years ago, I'm not even sure I became aware of it, but I was poking around one day and I discovered that there was someone with my name who lived not far from me, who had a rap sheet this long, as they say. And he actually looked kind of like I might look in the future if I lived a really rough life. But he was 10 years older than me, 10 years older than me. And I actually made a mental note to myself that if I ever get pulled over by a police officer in that area, the first thing I'm going to say is, here's my driver's license, check my birth date. Because I don't want them looking at the name and going, oh, this guy. Now, luckily, I didn't get pulled over by a police officer for quite a few years during that time of my life. Never had to deal with the case of mistaken identity. But if that had happened, and they said, oh, we were looking for a guy with your exact name, first, middle, and last, your exact name, in this area, and he's described as being a tall white guy with blonde hair, I would kind of understand that and go, we do have the same name. We have a roughly similar description. We're 10 years apart in age, though, 10 years apart in age. And I have ID that shows who I am with the correct age on it because all you got to do is look at my driver's license. So some people are probably going to notice this guy did not have his driver's license on him, okay? And that is a problem. In most states, if you're driving, you're required to have your driver's license on you. But it's not the crime of the century, because if they pull you over and figure out who you are, they can still issue you a ticket. So here, he didn't have his license on him. Yeah, that is a problem. The question is, would that have helped him if he'd had a driver's license? Said, yeah, this is me. I suppose someone's going to say, well, maybe they thought he didn't have his ID on him for fear that he'd get picked up on this warrant. But then he gives them his name, you know, so none of that makes sense. And the mere fact that they're looking for a guy with a different name, who's more than double this man's age, 4 inches taller, different skin color, and the man has a bushy white beard. It sounds like they're describing a tall Santa Claus, quite frankly. So the idea that you pick up the young black man and say, well, it's got to be him, without looking at the description. And again, yes, it's on the warrant. The warrant says, here's who we're looking for. Here's what he looks like. And they had mugshots on file. All they had to do was pull the mugshot and go, oh, that's not him. It's not him. So crazy story, but black man with no criminal record sues police departments in Vegas after mistaking him for a white man twice his age who had a warrant out for him. Crazy case. Nicole Duncan Smith wrote this version. Sent me by Mark, Heidi, Kurt, C, just the letter C, Jack, Brian with a Y, and Brian with an I. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law.
A problem is a chance for you to do your best and not have to relearn the lesson.